Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Benny Zinterra. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Adams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Gumbert. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Abernathy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Woody Abernathy. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Warren fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zane Terra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Zane Terra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zane Terra is 0 for 1 in the game. Zane Terra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lamarno for a passed ball. Kerr moves to second. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zane Terra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno strikes out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zane Terra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. Clay hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-1 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 0-for-2 in the game. Zinterra hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Woody Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy is 0-for-1 in the game. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wittek takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zinterra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Warren and he is safe. Haas steals second. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize races to the bag, beating Usher for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Haas scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mize moves to third. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mize scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Reds. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-2 in the game. Warren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay, who is chasing the ball. Warren reaches third base with a triple. Graham goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Reds. Babe Young pinch hits for Woody Abernathy. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Budnick now pitching. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gumbert strikes out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-3 in the game. Clay hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 0-for-3 in the game. Zinterra takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hatton. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Witek hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Graham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive towards third. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Benny Warren. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Mel Ott pinch hits for Mike Budnick. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.